Hope you had a great Memorial Day holiday. We're happy to see you this Tuesday for CNN Student News. First up, a surprise presidential trip to Afghanistan. There are about 32,000 U.S. troops there, serving in what has become America's longest-running war. Some of them saw country star Brad Paisley perform on Sunday, and then President Obama spoke, praising the work of the U.S. military in the 12-year-old conflict.
You're completing the mission. We said that we were going to deny al-Qaeda safe haven. And since then, we have decimated the al-Qaeda's leadership in the tribal regions. And our troops here at Bagram have played a central role in supporting our counterterrorism operations, including the one that delivered justice to Osama bin Laden. So, along with our intelligence personnel, you've helped prevent attacks and save American lives back home.
Executive visits like this are commonly kept secret until the last minute. The president said that Afghanistan is still a very dangerous place, but U.S. involvement is winding down.
We're going to stay strong by taking care of our wounded warriors and our veterans. Because helping our wounded warriors and veterans heal isn't just a promise, it's a sacred obligation.
Those comments came as a scandal involving veterans swirled back in the U.S. Dozens of Veterans Affairs hospitals have been accused of delaying treatment for veterans, and the Obama administration has been criticized for not doing enough about it. A U.S. official says the scandal wasn't a factor in planning this trip. A day later, the president was in Virginia for a wreath laying at Arlington National Cemetery. It's a Memorial Day tradition in the U.S., the commander-in-chief paying respects at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. That's a resting place of an unidentified American serviceman who was killed in World War I. Memorial Day ceremonies and events across the country honored U.S. troops who died serving in all of the nation's conflicts. There's a ship sailing out of New York today at the end of Fleet Week that carries memorials of its own.
I'm Miguel Marquez aboard the USS Cole, and I'm here with Ensign Hannah Taylor, who's going to take us on a little tour.
Let's go.
It is a sophisticated machine able to project American power around the world. It's also one of the most famous or infamous ships in the U.S. fleet. October 12, 2000, the Cole was attacked as it ported in Yemen. The suicide mission using a small boat and hundreds of pounds of explosives. 17 sailors died, 39 injured.
As you see here on the floor, there are our 17 gold stars, one for each member who perished that day.
On board, reminders of that day everywhere.
So yes. Everywhere you go around this ship,
yes.
These things exist.
Yes, they do.
Quarters cramped and luxuries lacking. The Cole's history, a source of strength. Its skipper, Commander Dennis Farrell.
We live on the shoulders of the sailors who came before us. Those 17 sailors who lost their lives allowed us to sail this mighty warship.
The last time the Cole was in New York, Fleet Week, May 2000. This picture, hanging in Commander Farrell's cabin, captured a moment before any of the history that changed everything.
Before the Twin Towers were attacked.
That's right. 11 months before 9/11, and we came back resilient, a strong force, and a force that's ready to go back and go into battle, and resilient, just like the men and women of New York.
The determined warrior, named for Medal of Honor recipient Sergeant Darrell Cole, will ship out for another long deployment this summer.
The leader of the Roman Catholic Church has traveled through a region of conflict carrying a message of peace. Pope Francis just completed a tour of the Middle East. He met with Muslim, Jewish, and political leaders. He stopped in Jordan, Israel, the West Bank, Jerusalem. He visited places that are holy to the three Abrahamic religions, and he pushed for an urgent solution to the civil war in Syria, as well as renewed efforts toward peace between Israelis and Palestinians. CNN reporter Delia Gallagher wraps some of the Pope's events from Sunday.